Prison is Time by Lyle May. You ask a difficult question, and I've never been one to shy away from a challenge. After some thought, the simplest answer to how time passes in prison is that it varies. The easy days are those you don't notice coming or going. They're unremarkable. Average food, no drama, smooth schedule. No one bothers you with their idiosyncrasies. And before you know it, you're asleep, exhausted from a day full of nothing special. These are the best days, because they flow together with one another so seamlessly time is hidden. You have to be careful not to have a really good day, because they spoil you for the mundane ones and make hard days harder. Sometimes it's worth it, though. When you stack up unnoticed days and weeks and years, ducking your head down and grinding on, before you know it, there are ads on the TV for drones, and you're wondering where Obama's second term went. You're looking in the mirror thinking 19 and seeing 40. It's only when you're reminded of time with hard days, sleepless nights, and lonely stretches, when there's no one to tell you it will be okay, that time crawls by like a hearse with four flat tires. It stops for real hope. A little bit of hope in prison can be a good thing. You only want enough to patch the tires and get the damn thing out of the road. Too much hope without substance is dangerous in prison because it derails routine and distracts until you can't even think straight. There's also the fall to consider when that false promise doesn't materialize. Does a fall break your will or make you harder? Maybe you're less likely to believe in fairy tales and bitterness shackles your mind. It doesn't matter what you're hopeful about. It consumes your thoughts after being starved of good tangible things for so very long. There are certain mental constructs you create to do time in prison for decades. You limit expectations for what good means and convince yourself of rational half-truths to make it one more day, one more week, one more month. One more. Real hope for positive change in the future blows away those half-truths and forces you to confront unforeseen possibilities, like maybe what you've been telling yourself all these years is true. You never really believed it, but you buy into the pitch because somebody has to be elected, and it might as well be the liar you like. Hope forces that in-between state of awareness of prison, the kind where you're not quite as immersed in routine as you should be, but neither are you able to realize the potential of the future. God help you if it's an empty promise. What a filthy word, future. It's like hearing a priest utter an obscenity from the pulpit because he lost his reading glasses. Ridiculous and profane. Really, time is the enemy when the future courts your thoughts. It teases, taunts, jabs, trips, pushes you in the chest and snitches on you for good measure. Life is really hard then, rather than any good thing hope might suggest. But you feed because you're starving for good things, ravenous for wonder. I have hope somebody will send me a book next week, a good, reasonable thing. It's possible. I have hope prison will institute conjugal visits. Okay, let's not be silly. Where will I find a wife? I have hope that one day I'll be a free man. Stop it. Now you're trying to pick a fight. Everybody knows that's a lottery ticket and the pot's rigged. I'm sure this isn't what you meant when asking about passing time in here, but please understand prison is time. We are the grains of sand in an hourglass doomed to repeat this horrendous cycle with every flip of the glass. There are some guys who don't wear a watch or keep a calendar and take just enough medication to forget the day of the week. Imagine that. Hiding from time to make sense of eternity. Whatever helps them make it through the day, right? Sadly, time exists even as we pretend it doesn't. It's one of the drawbacks to mortality in such a limiting and miserable place. This is why the way you spend your time in prison is so important. I write because it's a skill developed through years of practice. Is the only way to communicate this experience to the free world, to tell it how I live, rather than allow an obituary to remark upon my death in a cell. Every new day brings challenges specific to this place. Will I fight or talk out a conflict, avoid a bad day and remain centered, or be overwhelmed as so many are? choices that keep me in the moment and make time relevant. This is why it's essential to seize every opportunity to define my purpose and bring meaning to my time in prison. That's never conveyed on the television, how utterly responsible time in prison forces you to be. You know, they put the element of time in all of those TV shows and movies about jail and prison, two things would happen. There would be fewer shows that glorify prison culture and poke fun at doing time, and fewer people would come to prison. You want a reason to fear this place that has nothing to do with violence or death? One that will scare any delinquent straight? Tell them what it means to pass time in prison. Tell them few people in the free world will care what they fill their days and nights with. They'll grow old, watch their family age and die, and be asking a little too late where they went wrong, what they could have done different. Then enjoin them to do exactly as they have been. There will always be space in prison, and plenty of time.